Blog Talk Radio.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
Good Saturday morning and welcome back. We've been away for a few weeks. Week or so ago, we had our good friend Daryl Forney on to talk about fashion and in particular vintage fashion. And he is a collector and a couturier. And I hope that if you missed last week's show, you'll go back and check it out on demand. But today I am super excited. Our dear, dear friends from We Are Listening are back. And the ladies have been busy this summer, let me tell you. They had an awesome event down in Virginia Beach, and I tuned into the event for a little bit because I couldn't actually be there in person. I was really mad I couldn't be there. But it looked like a great time, and Vinay and crew are back, and we are very excited to welcome them back to the show once again. If you have questions for them, please give us a call at 516-595-8153. Of course, you can always listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/blackbagproductions. Now, before I get started, I want to remind you guys that we have a slate of shows coming up that are going to be absolutely fantastic, and I have no doubt We Are Listening will be included in that crew of people coming back to visit us. Debbie Johnson from Cabby. We will also have our dear, dear, dear friend Azara come back for talking about Mail the Party. But we're going to bring the ladies of We Are Listening online with us this morning. And ladies, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you? How are you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah.
So tell me what's been going on, guys. I mean, I saw the events you had in Virginia Beach, which was fabulous. And full disclosure, I created the little booklet for them and it made me want to go to the event. So tell me all about what was happening in Virginia Beach.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I'll jump right on in. It's Antoinette. How you doing? And thank you for seeing those lovely brochures. They were perfect. They were bright and pretty and beautiful. But our event was Love My Selfie Saturday. We did it on a Saturday, and it is geared towards self-care and self-love. So the whole idea was to promote an area where the young ladies can come out and just kind of be pampered in different ways. So we set it up and had different stations. We had a massage station, we had a nail station, we had a mental health station, which was very important. So we had some couple of clinicians that came out and had a table with talking about depression and anxiety and coping mechanisms, things of that nature. We had a beauty section where they would give you like free samples and tips on how to take care of your skin, things of that nature. We had a bracelet making section where they were making inspirational charm bracelets. That was really cool. We had our journaling station where girls were gifted journals and were given journal prompts and being taught about journaling to try to encourage that as well. I know I'm missing. There were so many stations. Oh, we had our yoga station.
The vision board.
So they were taught.
The vision board, yeah.
Yes, the vision boards, and then, of course, they all got to take their pictures. We had all kinds of prizes. We gave away our first scholarships ever, something ever since We Are Listening has been created. We wanted to create a scholarship, and I'm proud to say that we were able to award two deserving young ladies resilient scholarships for them to utilize either for college or for high school. So it was really,
oh my
really
gosh.
Awesome.
And I think the part that Aunt is missing is that this was Antoinette's brainchild. She came to us and said, I want to put on this event. And we said, let's do it. So Antoinette,
yes.
Big props to you for getting us going. But yes.
Absolutely.
It was a wonderful, wonderful event.
Well, you know, hearing all this stuff, I'm like, well, who doesn't like to be pampered, number one? And, you know, I was looking at my nails saying, yeah, that's going to be happening this weekend. And, you know, you kind of forget, you know, as adults, I think we forget that teens are looking, you know, they're watching and they're seeing what we do. And so having something mm-hmm. like that had to be just well received by not only the kids, but I would imagine the parents as well.
Yes, yes. And the parents that attended, they got free massages as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Well,
that in itself,
it was
you know.
So funny because they kept saying, and this is all free. But wait, right. This is free? I was like,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Right.
They kept
that's because the adults know. The adults know. Okay,
yeah.
The whole pampering thing is, you know, we're getting Red Door Spa treatment for free. Really? Really?
Yes.
I totally understand. So, you know, what was I have to assume that you got a lot of feedback right away from the girls that were participating.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
It was all positive.
Yes, we did. It was amazing. It was great feedback, you know, even at the event too. They just were having a great time. They just kept,
uh-huh.
you know, talking about how, you know, much fun they were having, and then after the event we definitely got, you know, hits on our social media about how wonderful it was. They had a great time. They hope we do it again next year, which is our goal. The feedback was amazing.
So taking that to a whole next year thing, how often are you guys planning to try and do this? Annually or twice a year? How are you planning to do this in the future?
I think
yeah,
we're talking about doing it annually. Oh, sorry, Aunt, go ahead.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's definitely the goal. That's definitely the goal. It's absolutely. I can't imagine not doing it annually. It was such a hit. It was so good and rewarding. You know, our core of what we do is e-mentoring. So a lot of times
right.
we're connecting with them via, you know, our own different platform that we utilize. But we
mm-hmm.
like to do stuff in the community as well. So this presented an opportunity. We actually had, I had one of my mentees that was actually at the event. So that was really good to be able to connect, you know, face-to-face. We're definitely, that is the goal. We have a strategic meeting coming up for our annual board meeting later on this month. And so when we do that, we're going to be strategizing on how to make it work for next year. So absolutely, that is our goal.
So,
yes,
you know, I
do
think
something
what
we do every single year and, like, be known for it. Like, we are listening's coming here. Middle
right.
That,
your signature
it
event.
It will become, like, a signature event. Exactly, a signature event for us.
Right.
So, you know, I being an event pro, I know what it takes to put something like this on. And I really have to commend you guys for pulling this thing off. And I'm telling you, I was looking on Instagram, watching everything, and I was like, okay, I see you guys. I see you. Because trust, if I am able to, I will be at that next one. And
again,
I don't know how to explain to people how hard it is to have a concept and then take the concept and bring it to life. And
mm-hmm.
how did you guys go about getting sponsors and explaining to them? And I tell my nonprofit groups this, is like, what's the sexy in getting money for this? What was the sexy for you guys to get sponsors? And folks, let me just say, they didn't have slacker sponsors. Tell them who your sponsors were.
We had Wegmans, we had Chipotle, We had CVS Pharmacy. Those were our corporate sponsors, and Antoinette, mm-hmm. a phenomenal sell. She pulled so yes. many local sponsors in the Virginia Beach area, Blue Mercury Makeup, IA Electric, Cairo Spa, Hamlet Photography, Darling Dapper Clothing Store. We had an author. She donated books. Trader Joe's, Kroger. That was some of our sponsors.
And let me just reiterate, this was the what first time that they have done this event. And yes, that is just awesome.
There was a lot
of
door knocking, phone calls, emails, letters that were mailed out, follow-ups.
Yes.
There were a lot of no's, but we were very, very persistent.
And
yes,
clearly very successful.
Yes, Antoinette has a tremendous supporting from her family and friends in Virginia Beach, and everybody came together to help put this event together. The volunteers were phenomenal. We had the ladies at the
yes.
local bank volunteer. We had
mm-hmm.
all her friends, and everybody came out to help us. It was just a very, very humbling experience, and it was wonderful.
Yes.
That's awesome. So let's fast forward to summer 2022. Are you going to be back in Virginia Beach, or are you going to go to another location where one of because what people may not know is that all of you do not live in the same area.
Right.
So
we
want to
make
this planning to.
This is going to be an annual Virginia Beach event. We're going to have it in Virginia
yeah.
Beach. We're going to be like the Black Expo. You know, we're going to come there every year.
Okay.
You know, the Black
okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be the Love Your Selfie Saturday Expo every year in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Awesome.
People are going to come
awesome.
To expect it. They're going to look forward to it. They're going to check out our Instagram to see when are they coming. That is the plan.
Excellent. So speaking as one of the adults who would have said, and this is all free, have you guys considered doing something just for the parents, or is this really going to be just for your target mentoring girls?
That's not something we discussed. I would imagine that it would be for our target audience. Oftentimes that age range just kind of gets neglected. A lot of people love the toddlers or, you know, but
mm-hmm.
that middle ground, that 13 to 22 often, in my opinion, gets there's just not enough for them. So we wanted
yeah.
it to be for them. And there's, I'm sure, a lot of great organizations out there and other nonprofits that can help the parents. But I believe we want to keep it for our target audience.
Yes.
Now the parents
and I,
can
and,
come
to
along.
Aunt,
they get
to Ann's point, yeah, the parents can come. They want their massages.
There.
But,
yeah. Right.
I think to Ann's point, a lot
open.
Of people do neglect that age range. People are like, oh, what are you stressing
mm-hmm.
about? You're only in middle school. You have nothing to worry about. Wait till you
right.
get to my age and you have real stress. Well, everybody has stress, and everybody needs
right.
ways to decompress and to be pampered and, you know, to be
exactly.
the focus for once.
So keeping that in mind, and I know that Azara was at this event, and Azara is in that age group. What kind of feedback
mm-hmm.
did you get from her, Vinay?
She said it was a great event. She said it was amazing. She said doing the yoga, because she's so into all that stuff, she said it was just really, really fun. She said the bracelet making was fun. Everything. She said the whole event was definitely something that young people would want to come to, young ladies would want to come to. And for those that came, I'm sure they told their friends about it. You know, hopefully they come next year. You know, she's hoping we do it again next year because she wants to be a part. And she, of course, you know, helped us with some of it too. She did the bingo
right.
game. She put together, you know, she always jumps in and helps too. So she was behind the scenes and she helped us pack all the giveaways and, you know, all that stuff. So she was behind the scenes and then she got to enjoy the actual event being, you know, a participant as well.
Right. And for those who missed it at the top of the show, Azara is Vinay's daughter, the talent of Mail the Party. Let me just reiterate
yes.
that because it, but you know, and I think Antoinette is right. people really do just kind of forget all about the kids when they hit 13.
Yes.
You know, they're,
yes.
Because if you have a teen, the first thing you're thinking is, can we get out of the teens, hit the 20s, and life go on,
mm-hmm.
right? And you just want, can we please get to the place where I like this kid again, you know, because it seems like there's this switch that turns on at 13 and doesn't shut off again until about 22.
No hormones
right.
are real.
Zara is 13, you know, and she's at that age too, like the lady said and you said, you know, we forget about that age range because we feel
mm-hmm.
like, okay, you're a little older now because they're 13, you know, self-sufficient.
And they're self-sufficient, right.
Right, but you forget about the emotional side and that they went through puberty and they're going through different things and now they're in, you know, middle school and getting ready to
right.
graduate. You know, they have a lot on their plates. And so that's why, you know, our focus is the 13 to 22. We want to be there for them during that time when everybody forgets about them.
So, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, we're hopefully on the back end of the pandemic. What were you guys doing, and yourself, quite honestly, sane, you know, during the pandemic and when things first were just at all-time crazy? What were you guys doing to keep your girls motivated and encouraged? What kinds of issues were you hearing about?
Well, we started doing we were doing our vlog series, so we were checking in with our mentees and our followers doing vlogs, and those are very popular. We did one on the pandemic and how are you coping, and here are some coping strategies to help you. We did a follow-up on the pandemic. We talked about toxic relationships and toxic friendships, and we wanted to keep it relevant, and we wanted to stay, you know, in the forefront of what was going on, because we do understand at the time, you know, people were trying to figure out how to homeschool, what was going on with their friends, not seeing their friends. We wanted to still reach out to people and say, it's okay to not be okay right now, but you can tune
mm-hmm.
into us and we'll get through this together. So we were doing our vlogs. We also started transitioning our workshops to Zoom. So we did Zoom
mm-hmm.
workshops. Again, just having these touch points where just because we can't come to you in person, we haven't forgotten about you.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
I
would imagine parents were happy with that.
Yeah, but I think that one of the advantages that we had is because our core base was e-mentoring already, we were already
mm-hmm.
comfortable and our teams were already comfortable with being able to contact us in that manner. So it wasn't a really difficult transition. It was just a matter of the technology part, which Cass is a queen at, with some of those things. But I think we were able to transition fairly easy. We are all very different personalities, which is great, and our teams are all different personalities. So it was a seamless transition. We continue to be there. We're very flexible, understanding that sometimes, you know, because they're constantly doing the video or the Zoom with school, they may need to change their schedule when they were meeting. So we remain as flexible with them and made it mm-hmm. know that we're here for you. We don't want to be the burden or something else you feel like you have to do. We're here to
mm-hmm.
support you. And they are always aware that we are there for them, not the other way around. So I think because we make them our number one priority and they know that it's always a pleasant and well accepted experience for them.
Wow,
yes.
That's amazing.
We also took our like Cass said, we took our workshops virtual, and we partnered with Coppin University to do our career workshops for them, which did, you know, we did was interviewing skills and resume and cover
mm-hmm.
writing. So we partnered
mm-hmm.
with them, and then we also, you know, promoted our workshops and did a lot of them virtually as well.
Wow. Well, I want to remind people that if they have questions or comments about We Are Listening, you can give us a call at 516-595-8153. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
And we're back. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Kim Moss, your host and the owner of Black Bag Productions. And today we are really thrilled to welcome our good friends back from We Are Listening. They've been giving us an update on what they've been doing for the last few months during the pandemic and this past summer, hosting their very first Love Your Selfie Saturday. So ladies, after hearing about all the stuff that you've been percolating and going on, what's the wildest dream idea that you guys have for 2022 that's on the board?
The wildest dream.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I threw the We Are Listening crew a curve. Oh, my gosh.
I would love to get, like, a huge, like, sponsor or someone that can, like, really put us on the map.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just, I don't know, I'm just throwing out names. Like, you know, I don't know, somebody like Michelle Obama, somebody like that, you know.
Yeah.
My best friend in my
yeah.
head. You know, just so a partnership like that, I think, would be my wildest dreams. I don't know if summer 2022 is when it's going to happen, but that would just be great. Someone like that, of that caliber.
I don't think that's too wild of a dream. I think that's pretty cool.
I have a dream, but I'm like, Cass, I don't know if it'll be for 2022. I don't know if you've ever seen our logo. I love our logo. I want us to be able to have our logo made, and I want it to be a Pandora logo. Like, that would be like a dream for me.
Yes.
That would be a dream that, you know, so anyone looking at Pandora,
awesome.
If you're listening, you know.
that
would be
awesome.
Also, I really love our colors, that pink and that green. Like, they're really pretty colors. I would love it if we had, like, a nail line for the girls that, you know, had our colors. So, yeah, those are my wild dreams.
Okay.
And my wildest name, as the founder and president of We Are Listening, is that one day, I don't know if it's not going to be next year, but one day that we could be doing this full time.
Yeah.
That's my wildest dream.
Yeah.
Amen. I second and third and fourth that.
and I'm right behind you on the fifth of that, because I think that would be, you know, something obviously that is needed. You guys are filling a need where people don't even realize. And, you know, the reason I ask if you're going to take the quote-unquote show on the road for the Love Your Selfie Saturday is because I think a lot of people in areas that could most definitely use what you guys are doing don't even know. And so I will most certainly commit to pass it on to my followers on not only this platform, but on my social media platforms as well, because I really think that what you're doing is just off the charts amazing. And I'm liking the wild dream of Michelle Obama. I'm liking the wild dream of doing it full time. And, you know, we'll work on that. We'll start putting that out there in the universe and seeing what happens. So the other question okay, go ahead.
I'd also like to mention that we do other events in the community. We had our bowling event that we did several years back in Harlem.
Yeah.
So we try to take, you know, events for the different groups. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, and prior to the pandemic, we were regularly doing our workshops at the library in New York. We were doing those regularly. We were working with the Poughkeepsie High School.
So prior to the pandemic, we definitely, community involvement is something that's very important to us as well.
Yes.
So we try to give back both ways.
And
okay.
In New Jersey, we also did a Love Yourself. We did an event on a smaller scale at the youth shelter for pregnant women.
Okay.
So we did all our
oh, nice.
There. So we just spread our love.
Nice, nice. So, you know, and I'm sitting here in my mind, and what people should know is event planners, when they hear certain things, their mind starts spinning, and they start thinking about all the things that can be done. Then they will probably kill me because I usually take her on my wild and crazy adventures for, you know, for stuff. And she passes it along. She shares the wealth. So just so you ladies know, she shares the wealth. And you know, this is how it goes. But I'm thinking about people that I know that would love to see you guys catapult to that next level. Because I feel like you're kind of right there, and it's just on the tip, and all it takes is that one person to connect you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do my part, most definitely. But I'm
Thank
curious,
you.
What with the holidays coming, and we know that adults, have a great deal of depression during the holidays for a number of reasons. Maybe they've lost a relative, or maybe they feel very disconnected from their families. I'm wondering, do the 13 to 22-year-olds, because Christmas is billed as the kids, quote-unquote, kids' holiday, do you find that is the case with that age group, that the holidays are not as fabulous for them as we like to think they are?
I think it's a mix. I think some
yeah.
are okay. The holidays are the holidays. They're excited. They're about to have time off, winter break, you know, all kinds of things like that. So, you know, we get a mix of, you know, those that are, you know, go through slight depression during that time and then others that aren't. So we constantly,
yeah.
you know, on our social media, aside from e-mentoring, of course, mentoring the young ladies we deal with directly, we also, on our social media, everything we post on Instagram and Facebook is inspiration, motivation, you know, how to check in with yourself during the day, make sure you're doing okay, stop, take a break. If you need to talk to somebody, make that time for yourself. You know, so we're constantly inspiring and motivating and uplifting during the day, every day, 7 days a week for all of our followers. And we get a lot of followers that are not between 13 and 22 as well. We get a mix of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of
yes,
kind
I'm one
messages.
Of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because although that is our target audience, everyone needs some validation. Everyone
yeah.
needs some uplifting throughout the day. So our target audience is 13 to 22, but our advice is good for everyone. I know sometimes I read ourselves
yes.
and I'm like, yep, I needed that today.
Yes.
So
yes.
we are for we are listening to everyone, but we're paying attention specifically to our 13 to 22-year-olds.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
I like that. So, you know, that being said, with the holiday season, we are listening, doing anything for the holiday season?
We all
we will
well,
be putting out
mentioned.
Our calendars.
Yes.
Go ahead, Aunt. Was that you, Aunt? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say we actually have our annual board meeting in a week. And what we typically tend to do is we set out and plan ahead what we plan on doing for the year. So we'll have more details. We definitely want to do something. Exactly what we're going to do at this moment, we don't have that plan besides what we normally do with the calendars. We do have the calendars that go out every year that typically have our most liked quotes from our Instagram page. Those throughout the year that have garnished the most likes, we go ahead and create calendars for those and sell those. So we definitely will have that. That's something we do every single year. Aside from that, I'm sure that the three of us will come up with something we haven't decided yet, but I'm sure by the next time we interview with you, you will definitely know.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm trying to come up with unique topics to talk about for 2022, because I think everybody, even though we all say, I want to go back to normal. Well, you know what? Normal wasn't really all that great. And I think a lot of us found that out throughout the last 18 to 20 months. And what's great is that you guys have been keeping girls kind of on a point where they're not feeling like they're going to get sucked in by the craziness of the pandemic. And I would have to imagine that in mentoring them, you were mentoring yourself. Would that be accurate?
Yes. I think, you know, we're in a time right now where everybody was going through a lot. You know, everybody was going through a lot, still is. And, you know, emotionally, you know, it's taken a toll on a lot of people. A lot of people have been dealing with the stress of, you know, not being able to go to school and, you know, not at work and, you know, just trying to balance home and life. And the young ladies were going through it, too. And, you know, we were there for them. And at, like you said, Kim, as we were uplifting them and trying to keep them going and pushing, we also were receiving that same message that we were giving them because everybody was going through a lot. So I think with the, you know, the world, quote unquote, opening up, I think it relieved a little bit of the stress. But we're still in the middle of it as a woman.
So how many girls total do you have on your e-mentoring roster?
Right now we have 45.
What? Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. That's amazing. 45?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Wow. And are the girls referring their friends or someone that they think might benefit?
We get a lot of the young ladies that just reach out to us. They see our social media. We get a lot of ladies on their own reach out to us.
Wow. That's great.
Yes.
So
we do mentor, we're so flexible. Like we could meet when I'm heading home from work on the train, I could meet in the evenings on Sundays, on Saturday. It doesn't matter because we e-mentor, so the flexibility is tremendous.
Right.
And that is, that helps because we can mentor someone anywhere. They don't have to be within a certain vicinity. So, you know, we
anytime,
can have a young lady in the Midwest who needs us. And it's not like, oh, you're too far, we can't meet. That's fine.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
We have no boundaries.
Right. I have a young lady in Alabama. We have young ladies in, you know, Idaho, Wyoming, California, New York, like everywhere.
Everywhere. That's incredible.
In addition to that, we're so flexible with the young ladies that we work with them based on their time. So you might have someone who is going through an issue and just needs you for a week, 2 weeks, a month until they're done, and then they'll check in again when they need you. And then we have some that we meet with every week. Allowing that flexibility for them is I think that really makes the difference. That's what allows us to have so many.
Wow. That's way cool. That really is. That's way cool. Well, believe it or not, our time is up.
It goes
so fast. It really does. And it's very true. The time flies when you're having fun. And I am so thrilled that you all were able to join us today. And if people want to find out more and see photos and things like that from the Love Your Selfie Saturday and follow you on social media, can you give me what your social media handles are and your website once again?
Sure. The website is www.wearelistening.org, and our social media handles are WERLISTENING. That's on all of our social media, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook.
Every social media that they're out there, we are on.
Okay. Excellent. And it's very important on the website for people to know that R is the letter R. So it's we, the letter R, listening. Right.
Yes.
Well, ladies, it's been a fabulous.
We don't have kids are us, or babies are us. So we are listening. We have that R.
Oh. I forgot about babies are us and toys are us. Oh, my gosh, yes. And I totally forgot about that being the same kind of thing. Well, I really do appreciate you getting up and spending time with us this morning. And I want to remind our guests that if you didn't catch the entire show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/blackbackproductions and get the episode on demand. For now, we are going to leave you with one of our favorites, Make Us One from Mosaic Harmony. And it's really important that everyone keep in mind that especially throughout this pandemic, we have learned that we are very much alike and there are very, very few differences amongst us. As always, please be kind to everyone that you meet. Everybody's fighting a battle that you don't know anything about. And we'll see you next time here on Blog Talk Radio. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
To make us one, we are indeed a part of the human family, all a part of a human mosaic, and we pray in the midst of our diversity, God will make us one.
Make us one, Lord.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.